Hey there. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy to have you with us. Number here at the station is 541-388-1110. Here we are. It's kind of feeling a little bit like, you know, summer's just around the corner. We're at the end of May. This quarter, I guess, is the first weekend. I noticed that because I was on the roadway. Apparently, this is the first weekend of summer as far as some folks are concerned, because just about every boat, SUV, pickup truck, Razor, motorcycle, whatever you can tow, whatever you can burn gas on and drag around the state was behind some cars coming into town this last couple of days. So hopefully you're out there and you're enjoying it a little bit. So I'm going to talk about loan points here just a little bit. And this is really, honestly, it's very, very simple, but some of us, you know, seem to struggle with it for whatever reason, and it's really not that difficult. And there's two places that you'll see points. You'll see points as a buy down point or as an origination point. Now, generally, the origination points are for hard money loans, you know, like if you're borrowing from a private party and they say, well, yeah, I'll loan you $100,000, but I want 2 points up front and I want, you know, 10% interest. And you go, okay, fine. You know, well, what does that mean? Well, a point is basically 1% of the loan amount. The easy way to figure out what that is if you do decimals, you just do a decimal 0.01, and that's 1/100th, which is 1%. And then you just multiply whatever the number is by that 0.01, and you got what 1% of it is. So if they tell you it's 1.5%, then it's you multiply it by 0.015, and then it's 1.5% of whatever it is, then that's the dollar value. So just because it's easy, if you had a $100,000 loan and you had 2%, 2 percentage points of it, which would be $2,000, well, then you take those off. So basically what would happen is the lender would then, hard money lender, would then give you $98,000, but you would pay back $100,000 plus interest, and your interest would be compounded on the $100,000. So it's a way to get points up front to basically enhance the yield to the lender. Well, the same sort of thing can happen when you're trying to buy an interest rate on a loan. Now, generally speaking, when they tell you it's a point or a point and a half, it's to buy a rate, it is either for one of two things. It is, it plays out that it's a reduction in your interest rate, but the reduction in your interest rate could be to offset a bad credit score. So you have the ability, because unfortunately your credit score is such that you don't really qualify for the best interest rate, but you can, with points, buy it down to a better interest rate. And generally speaking, these are small incremental changes, like an eighth of a point or an eighth of a percentage point or a quarter of a percentage point, it'd be big, that you can buy down. So once again, we're just gonna use the 100,000 because we can all do the math in our head. But if you are taking out a $100,000 loan and you can buy the rate, but you need to, we'll use the same 2 points, you need 2 points to buy it down to an interest rate that's 0.25% lower than you were quoted. You go, okay, fine. So I paid $2,000 more, this is in addition to the down payment and all the loan fees and all that sort of thing, to the loan, so that hopefully your loan payment would be a little bit smaller, which is great if you're going to hold on to the property for quite some time. And then I'll get back to this. Apparently we've got a caller calling in, so let's see what we've got. Hi there, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Doug.
Doug, how are you today?
You there?
I'm here. Are you there, Doug?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Hey, I have a relative who's thinking about buying a piece of property.
Yes, sir.
There's a vacant property on a river, and it's quite a ways out of town. And so anyway, he's looking into it. I think he might get a broker. Anyway, there's something might come available. And my thoughts are, you know, like make a list of all the things you should consider before buying a piece of vacant land on the river. And, you know, like, you know, easements, you know, taxes.
Uh-huh.
You know, fire insurance. I just wonder if you could, maybe there's something I forgot or something on the top of your head, but, you know, you need to do your due diligence before you, like, buy a piece of property, and I'm sure a broker would look into that for you, but maybe not, you know. Maybe they just want to sell a piece of property. I don't know. But what are the pluses and minuses of owning just a bare piece of property, and, you know, maybe you want to build on it, but at a later date, you know?
Wow. You know, Doug, that's a big question right now, just because there's a number of things happening. But let me see if I can go after this just a little bit. First and foremost, there's a thing, it's kind of an advisory. We don't really call it an addendum. We call it an advisory. And any real estate, and if you'd like it, just go ahead and send me an email request at my website at askfredjohnson.com. I'd be more than glad to forward one to you. But basically, what it does is it's kind of a buyer beware sheet, if you will. So it tells a potential purchaser of vacant land some of the things that they may want to look into, so that they're comfortable with the fact that they may be able to realize what they want to do on that property. You know, if they want to build a house, or they want to use it for recreation uses, or they want to put a manufactured home on it, or whatever it may be, you know, you're going to want to know. Obviously, anytime there's water involved, water throughout Oregon is really, really something that takes a bit more due diligence when you're going. You know, there used to be, and we've talked about this in the past, used to be that if you were above the 100-year floodplain, you were fine. You could build whatever you wanted to do. Now there's a thing called a wetlands overlay that may have been implemented on the property that may preclude any building in that wetland area. Or there may be some additional requirements to be able to build, like maybe you won't be allowed to have a septic system, but you could have a tank that would need to be serviced and pumped every now and again, or any number of things like that. So vacant land is, generally speaking, a pretty good way to go as far as holding property. The only thing that you may want to be aware of, and we'll probably get into this a little bit the second half of the show, is some of these overlays that they're proposing to come into some of the rural settings. You could go in and buy the property with good intention, and then they could change the rules a little bit as far as its development potential without necessarily informing you. And, you know, that could obviously put a wrinkle in your plan. But to your interested parties' benefit, I would say yes. If they're considering purchasing a piece of land, to have a broker involved that has plenty of experience, and also do the due diligence to see that what they want to do is available. You know, it's kind of nice to plan for what you're trying to do with the property. You know, like a lot of rivers, for instance, you go, yeah, you know what I'd really like to have is I'd like to have a house and a boat dock. Well, you can't put a boat dock here. Well, it's kind of nice to know that up front, instead of buying a place with the dream that you're going to have a boat dock, only to find out that you can't have one. And you see, there's a number of these sort of things. You still with me, Doug? Are you still there? Are you still with me, Doug? Okay. Well, I'm not hearing much feedback come back this way. But yes, it's always a good idea. Always, always, always a good idea to do your due diligence. And most importantly, you know, when a builder or developer or somebody does it, they call it entitlements. And entitlements means that you actually went to the city or went to the county or wherever it was and says, you know, hey, I'm planning on building this 1,500 square foot home on this lot with this double car garage.
I'm smartphone's, you know, kind of smarter than me. But okay. Hey, I appreciate it, because I think he will include a broker. This is just, he just knows, you know, some people next door thinking about putting it on the market. And so it's kind of like they might get first stabs at it, but insurance I've taken a bunch of notes. I lost you there for a while on my phone. I had to go back in and listen to you on the radio. But
I see. Well, the most important thing was, you know, go ahead and send me a little note. Either email me at fred@dukewarner.com or go to my website askfredjohnson.com, and I will be more than glad to forward you what's called the vacant land advisory, which is just an outline of what different items that he may want to look into before giving any consideration to the purchase. It's a standard form.
I appreciate your time, and you know, I might not be the first one ever thought about it, but oh, he's talking to me, maybe help him out, and you know, it's going to be a cash deal, and I'm just, if I get involved, I'm going to have to do my due diligence too.
You bet. never loan money on something you don't want to own. So any way that I can help, Doug, don't hesitate to give me a call.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate listening to you when I can on Saturday mornings.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Thanks so much for your call in, Doug. Appreciate you very much. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And thanks so much for listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.